Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Tuesday, the 15th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Okay, good morning, everybody. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And Ben's at the helm with his hoodie up.
Because my hair is crazy today.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's wild.
It looked like you had fireworks. You went to bed with fireworks attached to your scalp.
Some shampoos do that to me. I just don't know why.
Do you use conditioner?
Sometimes.
That's what Linda says. Did you use conditioner? And I went, I don't use conditioner. No, I don't. So, yeah, well, I thought it was just because you just jumped out of bed again and, you know, ran to work.
Maybe.
You didn't shower this morning.
Maybe I had a little bit of a vroom-vroom session this morning.
Yeah, so see, there you go. So if you put your hood on, buy yourself some cheap hairspray, right? Spray it and then mat it down with a brush and then put your hood over it. Or wear a hat, then you're safe. Huh. What national day is it today?
There's several options. Let's do National Cheese Curd Day.
Cheese curd? Okay. If you're back in Wisconsin, they have fried, they call them cheese curds. Yeah. What do they call them? Yeah. Anyway, they're all fried. And it's like chips and salsa out here in California. You get them there in Wisconsin. They're really good. So each one of them worth probably, eat enough of them, then you can have a triple bypass on your heart. So, what else?
National Grouch Day.
Oh, we're here.
Yes, sir.
National Grouch Day. You've got to get into a better attitude. Okay, is that it?
There's so many today.
I just picked out another good one.
National White Cane Safety Day.
White Cane Safety Day. Okay, I can see that. I know somebody that uses a white cane. That you can see, and you see people walking down the street with it. First of all, God bless them because they're out there walking around. They have to get around, and you know when you get to crosswalks, you know how they've got the little bumps on them so people can tell.
Yeah,
that they're getting across the street. The street lights many times are the walking lights will talk out loud. Wait, wait, wait. And then it'll say walk. So, okay, that's cool. Today, sunny with a high near about 83 with a 30% chance of showers tonight. And we're talking Wednesday, 50% chance of showers and the high 70s during the day. And we could get some significant rain tomorrow. And lows in the mid-50s on Wednesday night. Still looks like it could rain Thursday and Thursday night. Friday, sunny with the highs in the mid-70s. Saturdays with a high in the low 80s. And sunny with a high near 77. So it's going to be, looks like, some rain. We've got a chance for rain tonight and tomorrow. It's like, 50% chance tomorrow, 30% chance today, and 20% on Thursday. So still, we could have rain. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a locally owned, a family-owned company out of Anderson. They've been in the business for about 30 years, and they're into their third generation of running the company, the Kenny family. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Can't ask for more than that, except that they do treat their customers like warm friends and will take care of all your propane needs. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. I think I've mixed up my days here. So I thought I had a guest rolling in here at 7 o'clock. So maybe not.
You want to hear a joke, Carl?
Is this a dad joke?
Yes. Okay. There was no vision in the creation of Braille.
I'm not even sure what that means.
There was no vision.
I got that in the creation of Braille.
I just don't see the vision behind it.
Hey, okay. Where were we yesterday? Well, what happened was, let's talk about Friday first. I had my guest in that was supposed to, I thought it was coming back today. And Spectrum appears through vandalism. Somebody cut through 847 fiber optic lines in one spot, which tells me they must be pretty vulnerable if that can happen, which cut out your internet service. Well, we have internet service, which pushes our signals because we don't have a clear line of sight shot that we can't just, use another piece of equipment. They just, sends it to them. We do not have a clear line of shot to our transmitters from where we are right here. So we rely on the internet. Well, when the internet goes down, we go down. Now, the way we took care of that, was running some of the shows run podcasts. So we just moved it over so we could broadcast that way. Now what we're going to look at is another. What is this thing that Musk has? Starlink?
The rocket or the Wi-Fi program?
The Wi-Fi.
Starlink.
Now we're going to start looking at that as a backup, and it costs about $1,000 for all the hard gear, and then have that so we can have at least one shot to the AM station, which is right down the road here, and use that. So use that as a backup. But this has never, it's happened before, and it's been for a couple minutes, but this is the first time we've been out for hours like that. And then Spectrum kept sending us emails saying it was going to be up at 1. Oh, no, no. Now it's 3. No, 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 no. Now it's 5. No, 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 no. Now it's 6:30. Yeah, we may have it not in my house. I'm not sure. But then they send me survey. Oh, how happy are you with us, with how we notified you and blah, 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 blah. And they got a lot of, if 0 is never, ever use you again, and 10 is I'm the happiest person in the world, it was a lot closer to zeros than it was tens. So here's my question is, you guys cost me a lot of money doing this. And so does this mean that you're going to subtract that from your bill every month? And the answer, of course, will be, I don't know what it is, but I'm sure this is what they're going to say. Oh, no. No, I'm sorry. This was vandalism. And my answer to that is I don't care if it's vandalism.
We should go bill them for a day's worth of ads.
That's what I was going to do. Just say, here, just... When this day of ads goes away, then I'll pay again. So, but you know what they'll do then? Oh no, no! Now you've got a late fees. Now we're going to cut off your service. I said, but at least then I'll know when you're going to cut off my service, as opposed to just cutting it off. All right, got to take a quick break. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. We're going to get back to him. He was our guest Friday, and what a good Paul, you were really a good sport. Well, let me give you the microphone there. You were really a good sport because you were giving great answers and nobody could hear them. And then finally at about 5 till 8, we were transmitting. It was like, You know, thanks a lot for showing up here, and let's get you scheduled for next week when hopefully people will be able to hear the answers of in my, you know, my excellent questions and your excellent answers.
So I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it. It was kind of, think of it as a warm up. All right, we got to take a quick break here. The inaugural Honoring Our Heroes Golf Tournament. All proceeds benefit the Reading Veterans Home. It's going to happen November 1st at 10 a.m. at the Gold Hills Golf Course. It's $125 per player, $500 per team, limited to the first 100 players. Make checks payable to the Veterans Home of California-Reading. And for more information, call Jeff Thomason at 530-246-7867. All the money goes then to the Veterans Home to assist them with things that they have going there. So every dollar goes back there. So either call Jeff or call Darlene at 530-224-3814. All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Dr. Paul DeNuca running for Reading City Council.
I remember things on Sunday, that way, yeah, way, way, that day. Sunday, that one, get it right, Sunday. I want to hit the way, gotta live right, Sunday, so
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Experience matters. Integrity matters. I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor District 3. As a past member of the State Board of Forestry and Fire Protection, I gain knowledge and experience in protecting you, your homes, and animals from fire. I have a deep commitment to our county, and with the knowledge I've gained, I will continue to be your voice. Experience matters. Vote for me, Mary Rickard, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickard for Supervisor 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
For over 75 years, the Reading Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Reading's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Reading Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Reading Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, everybody. The today, of course, is the 15th of October. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It has been in the business over 17 years. It's won awards for being one of the best small banks in the United States. Can't ask for much more than that, except that they really, really are a community bank. Local board of directors and all of that. They've helped a lot of this construction you see downtown. They've been sponsors for so many events, and they give great service. We do business with Cornerstone, and we're real happy with them. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca, running for Reading City Council. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me here.
Well, thanks for the warm-up on Friday and your and your patience here. And, you know, finally, like I said, about 5 minutes till, 8 minutes till, I just said, oh, okay. You know what? Nobody can hear anything. And Spectrum's telling us it's not coming back till 1:30, which they lied. Okay, they were mistaken. They didn't lie. So we just, like you don't have enough other things to do. Oh, yeah, I'll just come in here and talk into a dead microphone. I didn't know it didn't start till 7:12 or 7:20, so we didn't know it was going to happen.
Like it was a good conversation with you and Linda anyway.
There you go. Okay. Dr. DeNuca, you know, Friday we talked about how you got here and how you got going through medical school, you and your wife, who, by the way, is going to be on right after you to talk breast cancer because she's an oncologist. And then you chose Reading. You've raised your kids here. It appears that two of your children going through medical school are going to come back here to Reading. At least that's the way it looks right now. And how much you think of this place.
Yes, and my son is a teacher, so
that's
I'm
right.
Hoping that he'll come back and teach here.
Yeah. And so you have this, and we've known each other for, gosh, 14 years.
Nearly 20 years now.
Well,
when you started.
I got here about 17 years ago, and you got here about the same time, and we ran into each other.
Longer than that.
Well, main reason is I went to meet you because I was having a colonoscopy. And then it just kind of went from there. You got to trust the guy.
I still remember when, and I can say this is
yes,
not prior information because Linda went on radio.
her first colonoscopy. Yep. There she was just chatting away, you know, before she went in there. And then when it was when she came out, she was chatting away because it's probably one of the best naps you're going to have. Yeah. I mean, it's you're gone. I could have just stayed like that for a couple of hours, but no, you had to wake me up in like 10 minutes.
And I was happy that it did not hurt me.
Yeah, that was your comment. She goes, "They have no pain, nothing. This is great." And I said, "Whoa!" And you said, "Well, yeah, it didn't hurt me a bit, nor would it." Okay. Why did you get into this city council race? I mean, politics is rough and tumble, as you know. So why did you get into the city council?
Well, we have been really blessed here. We have succeeded beyond our wildest imagination, and our community has been really generous and kind to us, helped us raise our children. It takes a village to raise a child, and they have helped us do that. And now it's our time to give back. And that's why I want to run for the city council. As you said, politics can be rough and tumble. And that is true. Only if we allow it to become that.
You know what? That's true.
If we do not get involved, if we are not engaged with our civic society, we are leaving a vacuum that will be filled by those who would do it for wrong reasons and may not understand how to do it. And that is the reason I strongly believe that all of us should be engaged. And it's part of my civic duty that I have to be engaged with the civic society, run for an election, and try to present my vision for the future for our community and help us go in a direction that can be brighter future than we ever have had before. And that's why I'm running.
So what is your vision for the future? I've heard you talk about it, but I think people need to know what Dr. Paul DeNuca's vision for our city is.
I want Reading to become an inspiration for our next generation and destination for the nation. I want this to be the city which is an example for the rest of the state and the nation, that we can do it and we will do it. How do we do that? That is a question. Lifeblood of any community is economy. We need to improve our economy. We need to bring well-paying jobs, reducing the cost of housing and insurance, like fire insurance, have safe streets, and also fix the problem that we are having in the healthcare right now, whether it's mental health, whether it's shortage of primary care and specialty care. We need to take care of those things. That's where I want to work. But we just don't want to survive. We want to thrive. I would like to champion bringing a medical school here that will not only help bring us, train more doctors, it'll also help us train more nurses, pharmacists, therapists, mental health professionals, x-ray techs, ultrasound techs, all kind of things. That will also attract the best and the brightest from the rest of the country who can come here to get these training. And guess what, Carl? Some of these trainings cost a lot of tuition money. This will also bring that money from outside to our city. Help create well-paying jobs.
Well, are you talking kind of like a satellite school from UC Davis or a full-blown university?
So we want a consortium which will work with hospitals in our clinics in our area, also help our sister city in Chico, work with them also, work with UC Davis also. Eventually, it should be a full-blown medical school. But we can start with, as a consortium, with UC Davis and Chico and the hospitals and the clinics. So that is the form which it's going to take. It's going to take some time. This doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, this isn't going to be 2025. We start bringing people in.
Right. It's going to be, we're going to plant the seeds. We're going to water the plant and help it grow. In the future, it will become a tree and it'll bear the fruits for the next generations to come. Now, Let me just get back to economy side for that. And the why I say this, it's not just a benefit for bringing medical care here. It's actually good for our economy. Reading has been a cycle. Reading has seen a cycle of bust and boom. It started as a mining, then timber, then dam, then I-5. All these things have brought booms to our area, but then they go bust after those things are done. What we need to look for is what's going to be our next boom. What I submit to you is our next economic boom is going to be healthcare and education. If we do that, professional, vocational education and healthcare, that'll solve our immediate problem of healthcare, but it'll also give us an economic boom that lasts for generations.
Okay. I'm here with Dr. Paul Danuka, and he's told us a vision how Reading can move forward. And it would be education or medical, education and also vocational.
And yes.
Okay.
And healthcare.
And healthcare. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury, if it's been drawn out, if you're just not getting the treatment, you need to talk to Patrick Gorman. Work injuries can be life-changing. They can be, they can last and go on and on, even though they don't have to. It changes your life. It changes your family's life. You want to go back to work. Your employer wants you back to work, but something's not working right. Something is not happening. That's when you need to talk to Patrick Gorman. Give him a call at 530-262-2168 today. Patrick's a veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school. He's a scrapper. And if he takes your case, he is going to give you just the best legal advice and legal defense possible. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Danuka.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Reading deserves a city council that works for us, the people, not special interest groups. But right now, behind closed doors, big money players are influencing decisions that impact your neighborhood, your family, and your future. From housing to public safety, these groups are pushing their own agendas, and it's leaving hardworking Reading residents behind. But Dave Backus is fighting back. Dave believes City Council should be about service, not self-interest. He's committed to transparency, accountability, and making sure every decision benefits you, not wealthy insiders. As a longtime resident, Dave Backus knows our challenges and understands our values. He's running for City Council to give the power back to Reading's families, where it belongs. Together, we can put an end to special interests running our City Council. Let's build a Reading that works for all of us. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Thinking about purchasing an electric vehicle? Well, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV. For more information about local, state, and federal rebates available, we stopped at, what is that place, Gardenell, on the 5 between Sacramento and here, Grazinello's or
Williams. Williams?
Yeah. What is it called? Graz? You know that place. Yeah, like, but you know what I'm talking about. And they've got like 14 charging stations for Tesla. So I ran over, I saw this guy. And I said, how do you pay for this? He says, you get an app. And he just happened to be East Indian. and I said, he says, yeah, you get an app, a Tesla app. And when you plug in, it just, and your card's on your app, it just pays for it. And I'm thinking, okay. But there's like 10 of them. Of the 14 spots, there are like 10 of them full with Teslas in there. So, anyway, if you're looking for a charge station, Grandalos. Sue, what's the name of that place, Anna? Grandalos? Granzalos? Granzalos, yeah, the one down in Williams. There it is, Granzalos. They now have like 14 Tesla chargers there. I'm here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. We're talking about the economy here in town and how it can be grown. It's not going to be grown overnight. But growing in the medical field, the education field, vocational training field.
And also frankly, we need to improve our business climate. If you want to broaden your tax basis without increasing the taxes, that city really needs to broaden the tax basis. We need to encourage construction. We need to encourage business. We need to make it easier. Right now, our permit process can be pretty tough. I have built our own centers, and you go through multiple cycles, and people in the permit center are helpful, but at the same time, you know, I understand the state of California makes it really difficult, but we do not have to make it more difficult than state is already doing. We can make it easier by telling people what to do, how to do, rather than just saying, hey, you know, fix it and come back and go through the six cycles. So we need to fix our permitting process. We need to reduce our impact fees and see, do they really make, are they cost effective? Because if our impact fees are so high that it reduces the building and construction, then our total collection is less. Then also it reduces the availability of homes inside our area. So that's another part of it. How do we encourage the businesses? How do we make it easier for the businesses? I mean, the other part of that is, as a business owner, I know we have several businesses, and I'm tired of cleaning my place. You know, we are being overrun by the people who just come and destroy the property, and it's a big problem for the property owners. You talk to any businesses, they're saying they're just frustrated right now. We just can't catch up with that. So those things, the city has to fix those things to encourage our business and economy.
We had more police than we ever had before. We're down seven right now.
Right.
We're having tax problems.
Yes.
How do you, again, this goes back to the economic climate.
Right. Make it easier to do the business, not more difficult. Make it easier to build, cheaper to build, rather than make it more expensive and difficult. And that can be done at the city level with the permitting and building and planning department. Right now, I mean, sometimes I look at these priorities we have. It sometimes looks like misplaced priorities.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is there are a lot of grants coming in right now for affordable housing. How do we connect not just the big developer, but even the small ones with those grants and help them build more housing? There are a lot of things that can be done there, and that will improve our tax basis.
Well, the down here, we're seeing here on the corner of Shasta and Market Street here, they're getting ready to put in small, well, they are pretty small, but they're like a one-bedroom, one bath apartments for the working class. It's mm-hmm. not working poor, it's working class. That it's not for homeless, it's not for, you know, special prices. This is going to be market price here. Be able to have people be able to live there who have a job in town, but they're not making a lot of money. So that's, it seems like a start, but it seems like everything else that we've had has been tied to grant money. And when it gets tied to grant money, that means low-income housing.
Yeah, but if we reduce our impact fees and we reduce the red tape, then it'll be easier and cheaper to build. And we won't have to worry about all of these things. If we have enough resources for our police, we will have the cleaner streets, and businesses will like to stay in business rather than closing doors. I can tell you, we deal with this all the time, that people come in and destroy the property. In that climate, nobody wants to do a business.
Uh-huh.
And that is something a city's not just a duty or a function of a city, but it's also a good business practice, because that will attract more businesses.
The idea of the tax base dropping, which indeed causes you know, less policemen, less firemen, less infrastructure, less everything. What kind of priority can we make if 70% or 75% goes to public safety already?
Right.
What kind of priorities do you have to take care, you know, to spend the other 25%?
Yeah. So, first of all, cut the red tape. That will be my first priority. Cut the red tape in the permitting and planning, and make it easier for the people to build. The second thing will be, I would like to also build a facility for mental health and drug rehab. And once you have that mental health and drug rehab facility, that'll also help us take care of some of the people who are on the street right now, whether they're homeless or whether they're doing drugs or they're involved in petty crimes or petty property damage, they'll reduce the burden on our police. Police is really being overrun by those things right now. So if you have that mental health and drug rehab facility, that will be a centerpiece of a puzzle that'll fix our problem with the homelessness. And not just that, also suicide, fentanyl overdose, petty crimes, jail, burdening the jail, so they will have a more space in the jail for the hardened criminals. So that is another thing we need to do. Now, how do we do that? Right now, Proposition 1 has $6 billion in the state coming through. My calculation says Shasta County should get somewhere close to $30 million. We have another $40 million coming from Shasta County opiate settlement. If we have that money, and I'm not saying all of that should be used in one place or in one go. Some of that should be built, should be used to, and we don't have to build a new one. Maybe we can take an old building and rehab it and build a minimum security, mental health, and drug rehab facility, 20 to 30 beds. That'll take care of a lot of our problem. We'll still have the money left over for the other things. And part of that could help us move towards a direction which I already mentioned, like a medical school.
Okay. We're here with Dr. Paul DeNuca. He's giving his viewpoints on things we can do to expand our economy, to take care of the mental health and drug-induced zombies that we have wandering around here, how to get them off the street, and more. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Welcome back. I'm sorry. I'm talking with Dr. Paul DeNuca, and it's not easy. It's not easy being a doctor, especially with me making stupid jokes about it. Hey, the second annual Reading Rodeo Scholarship Golf Tournament's going to happen October 26th. That's a Saturday at the Gold Hills Golf Club. At 8 a.m., it's $400 for a team of four, so it's $100 a piece. And proceeds benefit the Reading Rodeo Scholarship Fund through the Friends of Reading Rodeo, a 501c3 nonprofit. And more details on the sign up, just go friendsofrodeo.org. Now, I think I'm going to plan that. Dr. DeNuca says he's going to plan that. So I'm looking for two more.
Yeah,
I'm looking for two more for our team.
I plan to play and lose.
No, it's a scramble, and no matter how bad we are, what we've got to get is at least one of us, one of the four, has got to be able to hit the ball off the tee. So we're looking for two others to come play with us in the Reading Rodeo Scholarship Fund Golf Tournament. It's going to be a great tournament, and it's going to a super, super good cause for our scholarship fund out there. All right. Dr. DeNuca, it's our last segment. We'll finish up here. You've given your vision of what can happen. How important, and we see it in another local entity, is for the city council to get along. How do you plan on making sure that happens?
You know, a lot of this is driven by fear. Fear is a very dangerous emotion. It makes us do things. It makes us react in a way that can be actually bad for us even. I will make sure that with my experience and with my past record, I have worked as a doctor, as a leader of a business, and as a president of North Valley Medical Association, as a chief of staff at both the hospitals for doctors. I have led the teams of hundreds of people who come from different perspective and sometimes don't get along. And that's okay. The difference of opinion helps us innovate, helps us move forward. And we need to reach the consensus despite of the differences and actually appreciate the difference of opinion. I'm going to bring that culture. That's my first job on the city council, to change the culture so that we work together. I want to be transparent, honest, fair and inclusive and work with everyone. And that is the reason people understand that. That message is resonating with the people. And that's the reason I have the endorsements and support from different sides of our civic society. I'm the only person, only candidate that Shasta GOP and Shasta County Republican Assembly have endorsed. California Rifle Pistol Associations have endorsed me, but I also have the endorsement from civic leaders like beloved communities, Eddie McCluster. I have the support from people like Michael DeCristo. I have support of more than five mayors, Michael DeCristo, Ken Murray, Mark Cibola, Adam McElveen, John Matena, Sheriff Jim Pope. Just met me other weekend and he said, I want to support you. He is endorsing me. I have support from 40 plus business leaders from real estate to attorneys to accountants. So we are building this coalition, which is going to be focused on what's good for all of us. We are going to let the divisions not distract us. Especially in our small town, especially in our rural community. People are fighting all over the world, all over the country. We will not allow those divisions to hurt us. And that's a culture I'm going to bring to the city council.
Okay. You spoke of, do you have events going on? Besides the golf tournament on the 26th that right. I won't hold you to it, but I'll let you donate.
Yes. No, I will.
That's what ends up happening. We just both donate to it and then don't show up.
I'll just borrow your club and swing at it.
I've only got two, so I'll give you your choice. There you go.
So this Saturday, October 19th, we are having an auction and dinner at Senior Citizens Hall, and that's on 2290 Benton Drive, Senior Citizens Hall, Saturday, October 19th. We have a dinner and auction. Doors open at 4 p.m. and dinner begins at 6 p.m. Tickets are available for $40 per person or a table of 8 for $300. And there'll be a lot of good items which will be auctioned off and a lot of good company. So I would love to see the people come here, ask me the questions and advise me. Tell me, what do they want to see in our campaign? What do they want to see in the city governance? So please join us if you can. And we would love to see you there, and we'll be honored to see you there.
Now, when people ask, Linda and I, of course, were asked to go to a lot of events like this. And you will never see us at an event because that would be like a way of kind of taking sides. So, we announce them, we push them out for people, as everybody understands,
yes.
We don't endorse anybody because we just think the world.
You're the town hall of the city and that everyone can come and present their opinion in a civil fashion.
Well, the thing is that, we admire everybody that runs, in local elections. Because you're putting it out there. It's not for the money. Maybe it is for the Board of Supervisors now. But it's not for the money. It's for doing the right thing. So, you know what? How can you... we will never endorse anybody.
Yeah. In fact, I'll just give you a little example on the civic conversation. I have a property which is very popular for the signs because it has it on Cypress and everybody sees it. So I have my signs there. So one of my... one of the other candidates who's running in the same race as me and calls me and says, hey, can I put my sign there? I said, sure, go ahead. A week later, the second candidate calls me and says, how come you have other person's sign and not mine? What do you have against me? I said, nothing. Go ahead and put your sign also. So I have my sign there, and right next to it, two of other candidates were running with me.
Yeah.
In the same race, and I'm okay with that.
Well, and let me just throw this out to everybody. If you want to be on our show and you're a candidate, people reach out to me. Say, hey, can I be on your show? Scoy, everything. I said, of course you can, and we'll get it on there. Some candidates are just really hard to run down. Mm-hmm. Or I give them a call and I don't hear anything back. Well, I don't call back again. So if you're a candidate out there and you want to be on the show to talk about what you want to achieve, if you're elected, just give us a call here at 530-605-4567, and somebody's going to get me the message if I don't answer the phone. So how do people get a hold of you, Dr. Danuka?
So my website is Dr. Paul Danuka, drpauldhanuka.com. My phone number is 530-356-0529. I humbly ask for your vote and your support, so please go to the website and my Facebook page and help us out and vote for us and support us. Thank you.
Okay. Now, we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, it's going to be Open Line Tuesday. Open Line Tuesday, starting in about 6 minutes. We'll be right back. Now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. In the race for 270 electoral college votes, both presidential campaigns view Pennsylvania's 19 votes as crucial. Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris kicked off the week with competing events in that state.
Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump took their fight to Pennsylvania to opposite ends of the state. Harris spoke in the northwest corner in Erie and Trump in the southeastern suburbs of Philadelphia. Democrat Harris and Republican Trump both made comments about the cost of housing and groceries. Harris said,
"We will bring down the cost of housing and help first-time home buyers."
While Trump said lowering the cost of oil will help lower the cost of everything.
"But we're going to use our beautiful liquid gold, and when we get everything else down, houses, everything's going to come. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to have a house."
I'm Hannah Pinjuani.
The Justice Department has filed a lawsuit alleging that Virginia officials are violating federal election law by removing names from voter rolls too close to Election Day. The National Voter Registration Act requires a 90-day quiet period. The second largest shareholder of Southwest Airlines is calling for a special meeting of shareholders.
Elliott Management, which has been highly critical of Southwest in recent months, is pushing for leadership changes and an overhaul of the company's strategy. Southwest has responded by making some changes, but not enough to appease the fund, which is led by billionaire investor Paul Singer. The hedge fund recently acquired a stake of 11% in the struggling airline and has called for the meeting to be held on December 10.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, stock prices trending lower at this hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free, zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
There's been a drastic increase in the number of migrants found dead in New Mexico.
The most recent data shows that during the first 8 months of 2024, the bodies of 108 presumed migrants were found near the border in New Mexico. In 2023, the remains of 113 presumed migrants were found. That compares to 9 bodies in 2020 and 10 bodies found in 2019. It's not clear why more migrants are being found dead in that area, but many experts say smugglers are treating migrants more harshly and are bringing them on paths that could be more dangerous in extreme heat. I'm Donna Warder.
49 Democrats in Congress are appealing to the largest U.S. companies to hold on to their diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But their call comes amid a backlash against DEI initiatives that has prompted several major corporations to cut back or eliminate those programs. News and analysis at townhall.com. Stellantis is fixing its slowing U.S. sales at the right pace after fumbling a marketing plan earlier this year.
That's according to CEO Carlos Tavares, who pushed out the carmaker's chief financial officer and the chief operating officers for both North America and Europe last week. He told reporters at the Paris Motor Show that he's responsible for the bad things that have happened at the company, but also for the good. Stellantis has struggled this year in both Europe and the U.S., where sales are down 20% through September compared with last year. Keith Peters reporting.
Republican Senator Ted Cruz and Democratic Congressman Colin Allred will meet tonight in the only debate of their Texas Senate race. It's a contest that could help determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Nationally, Democrats view Texas as one of their few potential pickup chances in the Senate this year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 15th of October, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Cinta, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. We have somebody on the line, but we'll get to her in a second. Ben.
Yes, sir.
So, we talked about this is National White Cane Day, Don't Be a Grouch Day, or something like that. Is there any more?
There's National Pro-Life Day.
Okay, National Pro-Life Day.
And National Pharmacy Technician Day.
Pharmacy Technician Day. You know, I did not realize how much money pharmacists make. And I can't say all pharmacists make that, but they're right up there. They also have an additional 3 to 4 years of schooling. And if you think as pharmacists as your final line of defense, especially with older people or people that have medical conditions, they may get prescribed several different types of medicine by several different doctors. I remember looking at my father had a shoebox full of stuff from different. And I was wondering, well, how do they know? I mean, now I guess if it's online and you can check and see what he's getting, but it's the pharmacist who fills these, who is that final line of defense that's looking at them and saying, wait a minute, these two cannot be used together. You see that every so often. So, National Pharmacist Day. Cool. And speaking of cool, let's talk what the weather's going to be. The weather's going to be absolutely, well, I say it could be great, but we've got a chance of showers today. Chance of showers tonight with a high in the, low 80s. And then tomorrow, a 50% chance of showers, and the temperatures in the mid-70s. Starts clearing up on Thursday, and Thursday night it should be clear, and Friday sunny with a high near 73. And then Friday night, clear 50s, and it's going to be like that through next Monday. So I think we've reached the end of our 100-degree temperatures. I say that only to have it come back and bite me when it is. But looks like we got some rain coming in over the next couple of days. So stand by for that.
Hopefully that's it. Hopefully, finally, the cold is here.
We hope the cold is here, and we don't mind rain. We need to, refill the lake and replenish our water reserves. And weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business, locally owned out of Anderson. Been in the business over 30 years, have refused to sell their business to the big companies because they like serving their customers, because they do treat their customers as friends. A veteran-owned business, they give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got all types of plans out there. Give them a call. They're really, really good people, the Kenny family. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Lori, good morning.
Thank you for having Dr. Paul on. He is a very informative, very kind, compassionate man. Love hearing from him. I don't know if anyone saw the sky this morning around 7:45, but I was loading my car. There's a board meeting today, 9 o'clock. Giant curve, aerosol dispersion. So I got some of the photos of it. So if anyone else saw it earlier, wow, it's a very huge, sharp curve. My announcement in closing is Dane Wigington will be sponsoring, hosting a brief screening of The Dimming this Saturday, October 19th. Doors at the library community room open at 1:30, and this is about to connect more activists, people that are kind of seeing things going on and they're, you know, putting it together, and they kind of want to be with other people that also notice, see, and have questions, problems with what's going on. So it's a Skype thing with Dane after the film, unless he has some massive change in his schedule. We need to Skype him in first. But and he's doing massive interviews every day on what's going on with Helene and Milton and the weaponization of our weather. So anyone...
Here's my question, Lori.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying whether you're right or wrong. My question has always been, for the last 14 years that I've been aware of this, that this has supposedly been going on for over 60 years. Is that correct?
Very long time.
It's been over 60
cloud
years.
Mm-hmm. Started with cloud seeding, and then it's
where did these
gone way above
where
that.
Did these planes fly out of?
Well, they can be jets. They can be pilotless drones. So drones...
Well, drones have only come out. Drones have only come out in the last, really, that big enough to start carrying stuff, you know, 5 years. So, where do these things launch from, and where do all these millions and millions, probably it's billions of tons of material, how's it moved? How does it get to these places?
Yes, it's probably through what Dane refers to as the compartmentalization. So, everybody's doing different tasks, and they're not seeing the totality of what they're doing. So, military bases can be used, commercial. Flight, you know, airports, all of the above can be a part of putting this up there. Happens at night, different altitudes, different compositions. I mean, they've got the patent for all of this. He covers that in The Dimming. You can watch it online, folks, through geoengineeringwatch.org. If you don't want to watch it with the library, but you want to still meet up with people, come and get some free materials, handouts, booklets. I mean, you had Dane's show on for quite a while on Saturdays.
Yeah, because I think that everybody needs to have their, you know, their viewpoint out there. You know how I am about that. But it still doesn't mean I can't ask questions about... My whole thing was, well, how do you move millions of tons of this stuff to an airfield and get them loaded into planes and for over 60 years, and we've never seen real photographs of it? The photographs I've seen have been of things that, you know, like leveling vats in planes for testing their aerodynamics and all this. That's been my only question is how do they do it?
Yeah. It's a good question, Carl, because it just seems like how you get these many people to have gag orders and they're paid.
It's got to be tens of thousands of people, and in today's society, I mean, it's like, you know, hey, I've got proof that the government's cloud seeding, and I've got it right here. I've got 100 pictures on my phone. You know, I mean,
well,
just
there's
be worth billions.
Aerosols. Yeah, I know, and then they can disperse pathogens. There's pathogens that are being lab tested. That's what the film did. They went at altitude and got samples, and you can see the nozzles going on and off. So that's not water vapor or condensation or contrails, as it was, you know, called a while ago. So the film it covers quite a bit, but this has all been in place. Obviously, there's different agendas, but there's somehow, for some strange reason, Carl, the military of these countries, they're all abiding and allowing it. So they either look away, or if they don't comply quite fully, there can be repercussions with the high-tech. You can get an earthquake, a tsunami. You can have a heat dome like the West is having for months and months and months, record-breaking heat, month after month after month for the whole year. And then you can get the deluge. And look what they did. They can take a 140-mile hurricane into the center of Florida. That they usually dissipate. So there's absolutely indications of manipulations. The NEXRAD, the ground-based radar and Doppler and all the rest to steer and hold if they want to, or change direction. There's a whole thing on
different
people.
There are things going on. I know you got to run to the Board of Supervisors.
I know I got to load my car yet still.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Lori.
But tune in Saturday, folks. Come ask these great questions. Thank you, Carl.
You bet.
All right. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Okay. See, it all comes down to this. She says the military. to be compliant in it. It would take, if you think about it, it's been 60 years or more that they've been supposedly clouding the skies. And how do you move all the stuff from wherever they make it from? Okay, let's just say they just have like 10 centers in different places in the United States. I'm making this stuff up now, right? And then they move it by what? By truck, and then it comes onto base, or tanker truck. Comes on the base, it has to go over to an appropriate aircraft, it has to be loaded onto the aircraft. The pilots and the crew have to know what's going to be loaded on. They come out, do all their final checks, they go out, fly up in the air, in a certain spot, they turn it on and they spray this stuff. And not one time in all of these years, decades, do we have photos?
Yep.
Of this.
I don't.
Or somebody coming up, anybody coming up, you know, I loaded these, and Jack Smith was with me, and Ben was with me, and Susan was with me, and we loaded it here at these places. I mean, we couldn't even keep the atomic bomb back during a war secret. Oh, and that's what these were for. They kept it secret for 3 years. 3 years during a war. One thing, and you're talking multiple planes, billions of
guns. And we're talking the whole world being in on it, every government, the ones that are against us, too. I don't know if it's every
government, but there's several out there, too.
I've never been into the chemtrail
thing.
This is
the whole thing is, well, neither have I, and that's the only, that's the reason is, show me how it could happen. And I have not seen this. I mean, yeah, do we have climate change? Is there things going on? Yes. Obviously. And what's it caused by? That's where the arguments come into. However, to have something like this happen, I mean, those are things you can put your finger on and say, show me how you got this stuff loaded into this plane and where it came from. I mean, the information's got to be out there. Anyway, we got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at... I already did that one. I'm sorry. Brought to you by friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They've been around about 30 years, started by Leonard, and then Rebecca and Henry bought it a decade ago. They have the best selection of jewelry. They are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading with a watch repairman, a stone cutter. They will help you design a piece of jewelry that is... for you or a loved one that nobody else is ever going to have because you designed it. That's Four Winds Jewelry. They've got so many things going on down there. Voted best in the North State 2023-2024. They should be voted that again. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Tanessa Audette, Mayor of Reading. The North State is our home, unique with so much to offer. We are fortunate to have representatives who actually show up, listen to us, and are always ready to fight back, like Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Whether it's a family farmer or small business owner fighting Washington bureaucrats, a wildfire victim struggling to recover and start over, or a local veteran looking to receive the benefits promised and earned, Congressman Doug LaMalfa is always there to take it on and get things done. Let's keep him working for us. This is Tanessa Audette. Thanks for listening.
This is Doug LaMalfa. Serving as your representative isn't about politics. It's about getting results. My mission is to protect our jobs, our water, our Constitution, and our way of life. This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5, with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County Supervisor Mary Rickert said no to a 70% pay raise.
But the rest of the board voted yes. Now Mary donates a raise back to county employees.
When wildfires began to get worse and spread faster,
Mary started the Fire Safe Councils.
When we think of common sense, fiscal responsibility,
we think of Mary Rickert, a supervisor who works for the people.
A vote for Mary Rickert, November 5th, is a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBot. 8:23 in the morning here, about 57 degrees out there on the 15th of October. And you know who did that song?
Oh, I just closed it.
I know who did it.
Who did it?
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. It's like when I catch you all doing something, I go, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yep. All right. Okay, the assassination attempt of the month on President Trump. It seems like it just keeps going on and on. However, there's this one's a little bit strange. The guy says, I would never shoot at Trump. I really support him. And he was, I don't make this stuff up, my friends. I'm just reading what I see in the newspaper. A Las Vegas man in charge of possession of a loaded firearm and a high-capacity magazine after deputies assigned to former President Donald Trump's rally contacted him at a checkpoint and he was released from custody on $5,000 bail. So it doesn't look like it was maybe a true assassination attempt. This guy drove a black SUV, which is right there. It's scary. You drive a black SUV, you're going to be looked at. He went up to a checkpoint. He is and the Riverside County sheriff thinks that he was there to hurt Trump. And this guy says, you know, it's all BS. It's not it. He really likes Trump. Anyway, as they were conducting a more thorough evaluation of the vehicles coming in and described Miller's vehicle interior as being in disarray. He also had a fake license plate that led to an investigation finding multiple passports with multiple names, multiple driver's licenses with different name and an unregistered vehicle. And this is when the weapons were found. The license plate was law enforcement recognized as one that is homemade and indicative of a group of individuals that claim to be sovereign citizens. And it's composed of people who believe they are exempt from U.S. law. Anyway, he described the accusations as complete BS, and he is the last person to cause violence. He says he's 100% a Trump supporter. He'd been invited by the Republicans to be there. That he has a concealed carry permit, but the shotgun, a loaded handgun, and the high-capacity magazine was all in the trunk of his car. And so, obviously, this can't be too big a thing, or they wouldn't release him on $5,000 bond. So, but the the good thing is this: the police are in a very much a hyper state, which is good. So anything that comes through there and they see something that doesn't look right, boom, they are on it. So I wouldn't go there with signs that say Trump must go or anything like that. Because after, of course, the two other attempts on him, that they are very, very, very hyperactive on this. So, okay. Right here in Reading, we have two meetings. We have the city council going, and we have the board of supervisors. Today, they are going to adopt a resolution which appoints Sean Ewing as director of resource management, effective October 21st. And continues the appointment of Jim Whittle as a director of environmental health and establishes Mr. Ewing's compensation at the A-step salary range at $76 per hour or $13,000 per month. Well, here's what I think about that is they have moved on. The last one retired, and it wasn't. And people want to make a big thing out of that that Minuturn retiring. But as he said, I don't work any longer than 5-6 years anywhere I go to, because then I like to go to a new job. And so he had been here the 6 years, and it was time for him to move on. It wasn't that if it had anything to do with who the board was, he never mentioned it. They hired Wyatt Paxton as an interim until they could find a candidate, a suitable candidate, and then they did. This one is Sean has worked there in the department for several years, so we'll see what happens there. The city, on the other hand, which has tried to work its way through the rodeo. The rodeo problems, the self-induced rodeo problems they had, self-inflicted, is going to add an annual parking fee holiday for the Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast on the Friday of Rodeo Week. Add a biannual parking fee holiday for Election Day on the Tuesday after the first Monday of November. And to amend the traffic control map. Modify certain areas of Oregon Street between Shasta and Rico Way to establish a two-hour parking zone. Add a loading zone. And do these all these other things according to their agenda. Now, parking in Reading. You know how you can tell that if there's a tourist walking down the streets in Reading? They are camped in front of the place where they pay their for their parking time. And then you'll see them. They get in there. They look at it. One of them will walk back to the car, get the license plate number, walk on back, and they'll fill it out. As opposed to just having a number there, like they do in many other places. You're in stall four. Go in there and hit stall four. You're paid. Somebody drives by. Guess what? If you haven't paid in stall four, you're going to get a ticket. Now, I understand that it's maybe a little more accurate, but it's giving the driver's license, or not your driver's license, but your plate license on there. But I just love watching. I'll just sit there, and they come up, and they walk away, then they come up again. Yeah, well, that's not working, and they'll go back to the car, and then at some point, they either have said the hell with it or they got it fixed. And they're legal for 2 hours. Okay.
2,000 years later.
2,000 years later, we're still doing that. Okay.
No, that's how big my parking fee is going to be, 2,000 years over the 2 hours.
You know, for the longest time, people would park out here in front, and I did it sometimes. Usually I park in the back almost all the time, park in the back. Never got a ticket. One time I saw him writing me a ticket, and I ran out and said, whoa, wait a minute. And the guy goes, I said, I work here. I was just here just for a few minutes. And he goes, okay, and he rips it up. He wasn't getting paid for tickets. Now they're not as forgiving. I can tell. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Cypress Square Barbershop has been there since 1966. It began, the barbershop began in 1960, but has been right there in that same space since 1966, giving great haircuts since the day they opened. I've been going there for as long as I've lived here in Redding, about 17 years, working on 18. Never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Gone through, a couple of the owners. It is a veteran-owned business. It is locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I can make an appointment by calling 530-244-9478, and I get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot there from the old Lucky Millers. We'll be right back.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas.
California's extremist policies are running California into the ground. But there is hope because of leaders like the North State's Assemblyman James Gallagher. James Gallagher is fighting for us to protect our way of life from the Sacramento politicians who want to take away our parental rights and our God-given freedoms. And he has the record to prove it. James took on Gavin Newsom over the state's abuse of power during the pandemic and won, protecting our local small businesses and our schools. And now, James Gallagher is fighting Gavin Newsom and his attempt to make gas prices even higher. James Gallagher is about finding solutions. That's why James is pushing for criminal justice reforms that'll make our communities safer, keep criminals behind bars, and reduce homelessness. And James will work to reduce the effects of inflation and higher taxes, which make our cost of living higher. The North State's Assemblyman, conservative fighter, James Gallagher.
paid for by Gallagher for Assembly 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is Tuesday, the 15th of October, 8:37 in the morning. You know, it's pushing up to 60 degrees here. Looks like we could get some rain tonight and tomorrow, so be prepared for that. They're having the North Valley Stand Down Association Stand Down 2024, October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Now on the 17th, they set everything up, and they are looking for some more assistance there. You can give a call to 530-357-3380 or 530-722-5700. They're also looking for security people out, and security does not entail arresting anybody, but just to make sure everybody, you know, is okay out there. It's a hand up, not a handout. It's helped so many veterans, homeless veterans or veterans in need, and it's been a huge success. It's helped thousands of veterans over the years to be able to get off the streets, get into housing, get their driver's licenses back, get help in job services, medical services, haircuts. Yeah, something as simple as a haircut. General assistance, clothing and hygiene, comfort kits, all of this. So this is the stand down. It's going to be down at Fursara Hall and Trinity Hall at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. And it's going to, registration starts at 8 a.m. on Thursday and Friday. We'll be down there one of those days. But we'll let you know well in advance. Okay. If it's Ben, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Eyes trained on me. We're on the chat room.
Yes, sir.
Does your family get into pumpkins during Halloween?
Yes.
Tell me.
I'm hot.
Tell me about it. Do you carve them?
We get together. We carve the pumpkins. We put them out with the candle inside. And then they rot a few days later and get chucked to the chickens.
Okay. That works. I remember when my daughter was like 2. And she had this crazy red orange hair when she was 2. That we bought a pumpkin and I carved it out. It was so big that we could put her in it. And the only thing that showed, she could stand up in it. The only thing it showed was her head. And so we used to carve pumpkins like this. Now we have a couple pumpkins on the front porch. I don't think they're going to get carved. However, you're saying, why is he asking about pumpkins? Because at Half Moon Bay over the weekend, a Minnesota horticulture teacher won the annual largest pumpkin contest in Northern California. And he's won 4 years in a row. This guy's from Minnesota. Beat his closest competitor by 6 pounds. All right? Okay, 6 pounds, you say. So how much do you think that his pumpkin weighed?
How much?
2,471 pounds. 2,471 pounds.
Now that's an all-American pumpkin right there.
Well, it didn't even set the record. The record was set last year with his pumpkin. That was 2,749 pounds. And they live, like I said, in Minnesota. And it took them 35 hours to get it to California. He drove it. And now it's going to go down to Southern California, where a team of professional carvers will do a 3D carve on it at a Halloween event. You can't imagine the size of this pumpkin, and they're showing it. I mean, it would take like our whole staff, if we linked, you know, if we just held hands to try and get around the circumference of this pumpkin. Now, then the question comes out is there any, like, money that changes hands? Like, the winner of the contest gets $1,000. Something like that. It doesn't say anything about that. If you get some kind of cash prize or something. Because then you start thinking, well, do you then take syringes and you insert it into the pumpkin in a very, you know, clandestine way.
Trenabolone.
And then you pump water in them. Why do I think like that?
Put some gym steroids in.
You could probably do that. Then you pump in like 4 gallons of water, 3 gallons of water. Now you got another 20 pounds, 15 pounds. Was it? Water is what, seven pounds to a gallon? Something like that. So, yeah, another 20, 25 pounds just by pumping a few gallons of water into a pumpkin. And how would they know? Because it would just absorb it.
Yeah.
I know. That I'm really getting out there. But anytime that there's a contest like this, and if there was money, $1,000 for the biggest pumpkin, $500 for the second biggest. Yeah, they'd find ways, I would think. If they cheat at bass fishing, and they do, and they'll catch them on a regular basis, cheating on bass fishing by stuffing a weight down their throat or
punishable by death.
Well, but they do ban them from ever from fishing, or they what they do is they'll catch them and put them in a different area and put it in their live well, and then go out, and because it's really big, and they'll gather it back up again and enter it into the contest. Well, the authorities have gotten pretty slick on this, and they can take little DNA samples and see where that, and they can kind of check where it's eaten, what it's been eating, and find out if it's even been in that lake. As two guys just got caught on that the other day, they ended up forfeiting their boat, their fishing licenses, all their equipment. Yeah.
They should have to eat the lead stuff.
Because it's breaking the law. And it's not embezzlement, but you're breaking the law by cheating on something like that. As they should be punished. Okay, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back for our last segment.
This is Ted Leidy, retired Command Sergeant Major, United States Army. When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted health care provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when you needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a City Council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe, and he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure to mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Danuka for Reading City Council 2024. Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's gonna be here when you hear Mother Freeman.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and calling us at 530-605-4567. We got, this is our last segment. You got something stuck in your crawl and you need to have everybody here. What you need to do to fix it, please give us a call.
I have some incredible news.
Express yourself. What?
I have been running like this 3D printing business on the side, extra cash for a while.
Yep.
And I just made a sale on a $500 item, and they're paying shipping, so around, it's a big item, so it's around like $600.
Wow.
I just moved out, so this is huge news for me.
You just moved out.
So I need this money. But yeah, that pays my rent.
Are we going to talk about your plans for the future at all?
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Joining the Air Force.
There you go, buddy. And you've just started the process.
Yeah, I've submitted my background check, so that's why I haven't told like Odell's and stuff until it's official. But Carl's been walking me through it.
I guess you just did.
I'll have to now. Oh, I've got a call.
Okay. Hey, True Values filed for the hardware store. Has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Is aiming to be sold by the end of the year to rival Do It Best. I've never even heard of Do It Best. I've always heard of True Value. And other good news is Walgreens is looking to close 1,200 stores over the next couple of years. About 500 stores are slated to close as early as fiscal year 2025. It was targeting 900 to 1,000 stores primarily across the U.S. by the end of fiscal year 2027, which is part of the multi-year footprint optimization program. In June, they announced it to close the underperforming stores across the U.S. as it contended with profitability challenges and declining margins. But the new CEO didn't give an estimate of the time of how many stores it would be affected. It would be a meaningful percent of the underperforming locations, however. And he said that difficult operating environment, including persistent pressures on the U.S. consumer, and the impact of recent marketplace dynamics, which have eroded pharmacy margins, I'm sure. If you're in California, it would be the cost of labor, having things stolen out of your store, theft and all that, if you're in California. So, let's go to the phones. Dolores. Hello. Dolores, you're on.
Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I couldn't hear anything. Okay. Anyways, yes, I was calling to just kind of give some information to your listeners that I think it's very important that they do their own homework to who they want to vote for. Because, as you know, Carl, how many groups have been here in Shasta County? They all say, this is the person you should vote for. Then next thing you know, they're trying to get rid of them, and just like they're complaining about Mr. Toller already, the new clerk for the election department. So I think people need to learn to just stop listening to everybody. Do what you think is best. You know?
Well, that's the way it should be all the time, Dolores. Like, I have my voting package hit my mailbox here a couple of days ago. And I went through it last night for all the propositions. And let me tell you, my friends, you need to look at them. Then you need to, go and read the longer ones. And one of them's just a synopsis. And then you can see who's for it and who's against it. There's some in there that could have a huge impact, changing the Constitution of the state of California. You got to take a look at that and, and at least understand what that proposition says. Read past, just ignore the headline on it and just read what it says inside it.
Yes, especially local. Hear everything that's locally, who you're voting for. Do a good background check on them, meaning do your homework. Because once you get them in there, as we all know, it's hard to get them out, and then here we go again. It's the same old thing. You expect different results, but you get the same thing because you don't do your homework. So please do your homework and, just be cautious who you vote for.
Okay.
This is the most important election ever.
This is a very, very important election. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
In fact,
Thank you.
Thanks, Dolores. I've been hearing this from a variety of different people that they're really concerned about the national election and which direction we're going. We've got Vice President Harris, who has said many things in the past about doing away with fracking, taking your guns away. What else? Oh, making the transgender surgery available to prisoners and prisons, without even hesitating when she said it. She's said so many things in the past that, oh my God, is this what America is? And then you got Trump saying weird things out there because he can't stick to the message of, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And the answer is no. Everybody would say that. And then you have everybody agreeing with you, but he can't seem to do that. So, that's why you need to take a look at this is what Harris says that she's going to do. Oh, I've rethought the wall and the immigration. Oh, I don't look at it that way. Oh, no, I'm not against fracking now. Well, if you changed your mind once because of an election, what keeps you from changing it back the other way? There's nothing.
I like how she says that. All the stuff that's currently happening isn't because of her, it's because of Biden. And then there's clips of Biden trying to help her out by saying that she's really done everything.
Yeah. Well, my favorite one was when they said, what would you do different if you had been president instead of Biden? She said, not a thing. I wouldn't have changed a thing. Excuse me, Vice President Harris, nothing? You wouldn't have changed anything? And that's what she said. So, if you're going to believe her, you got to believe her. So
my favorite thing is looking at the pay stub Carl gives me and just seeing how much money I've given to my government. It just brings joy to my heart.
Look what's going to happen, though. All that money you've been giving the government, you're going to get it all back in the first 3 months that you're in the Air Force when they pay you for doing nothing but being yelled at and chased around the drill field for 2 months.
I'm sure that I get taxed out of that income, too.
Oh, no, you get taxed on – oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm helping out
Hello?
Those –
No.
I'm helping
yes,
out
do.
Non-Americans because that's what I do, I guess, as an American.
You help out
– Your taxes do, yeah.
Non-Americans. Oh, yeah. So how much money – how many billions go to – my favorite one was something like $100-something million went to Guyana to help people with their transgender studies. I don't know. Excuse me?
Is that real?
Look it up. It might have been a million. But it was still $1 million. You know what? What a difference $1 million would make to the vast majority of this country, if somebody said, hey, you know what? Instead of sending that $1 million for transgender studies in French Guiana, we're going to give it to you.
You know what the starving kids
Sue
around the world need,
or Ben,
Carl?
Huh?
You know what the starving kids around the world need, Carl?
Food.
Gender studies.
Gender studies. You can, yeah. Are you hungrier if you're a male or a female when you don't have food? Got it. Hey, tomorrow, Sheriff's Office is going to join us and Kevin Cry. Kevin Cry is going to be here at 7 o'clock to explain Propositions P&Q. That's going to be on our local ballots here along with everything else. So have a great day. Be looking out for the rain, and God bless America.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned
The news
around.
From Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.